We're talking about climate energy rankings and Milwaukee's goals in the transition to renewables. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, it published its Clean City Energy Scorecard recently, ranking 100 U.S. cities on their clean energy efforts across five policy areas. Madison and Milwaukee in the mix of those 100. Madison showed one of the largest year-over-year jumps. Milwaukee ranks slightly lower. What do you want to say about your community's plans to transition to clean energy? Where do you see barriers for your household to power off of renewables? 800-642-1234. Eric Schamberger is Environmental Sustainability Director for the City of Milwaukee, leading the Environmental Collaboration Office, which was created under the Barrett administration. Eric, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate. It's exciting to be here.
Well, good morning. Milwaukee scoring 25 points out of 100, ranking 53rd of the 100 cities evaluated. Was that a fair rating?
Well, I think it's reasonably fair. I have about four categories about how we got to this ranking that I'd like to touch on today, if we could. You know, first of all, is what we've done, what the organization missed, where we need help from our state and our utility, and then what we are planning going forward with our climate and equity plan.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, this organization is the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. They are ranking cities primarily on our energy efficiency efforts, which is the kind of brother of renewable energy, trying to cut our energy use. And so we certainly support the mission and the goals of ACEEE and, you know, are working towards that. In terms of, you know, was it fair? I think they missed some things, and I take full responsibility for not replying to their survey. So they did their best to find what they could on our website. Some things that they missed are related to city operations, where, in fact, we do have an energy plan. We do have dedicated funding for energy efficiency. And we made strides with our police department and other departments to move towards hybrid and electric vehicles. So I estimate if we would have filled out their survey, we'd probably be in the lower 40s instead of where we were at 53 out of the 100 largest cities, which is, you know, better than what they had. But it's still, you know, I think far from where we need to go.
Still work to do. Yes. So, you know, regardless that they missed some things, do you feel scorecards like this are somewhat disconnected from the true realities that you face on the ground as you know, a sustainability director?
Well, I think it's a national scorecard. And so they are ranking cities that are in states from across the country, many of which have very different state level support and different policies regarding utilities and things like that. So I think we are doing, you know, really well given the context with this, with the state and our utilities, excuse me. But again, we can do more. So, you know, as in all things in governance, there's a local component, a state component, and a federal component. And, you know, really to tackle the threats and challenges of climate change, we've got to get together as a society and all levels of government and really start moving forward cooperatively together. I think we know climate change is caused by the excess use of fossil fuels, but it's been exacerbated by a lack of sustained political will across various levels of government. Fortunately, local governments, I think, are leading on this point, including in Milwaukee. And again, we've done a lot, and I hope we can touch on what we have done in the city. But we, as at the local level, have been partnering up with other cities around the state through what we call our Wisconsin Local Government Climate Coalition to push for changes at the state level that could help us reach our goals.
Hmm.
But that we also need to do everything within our power at the local level to move forward.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Eric Schamberger, who is the Environmental Sustainability Director for the City of Milwaukee, looking at the role, looking at what Milwaukee is doing, and talking about a scorecard. You can join in. How can your community do better at investing in green jobs? What do you want your city to do in its plan? 800-642-1234. You know, you talk about the connections between local, state, and federal federal government. And Wisconsin, as you know, is working on a plan to be powered by 100% carbon-free energy by 2050. Late last year, we talked with Maria Redmond, director of the state's Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy, who touched on a really key point about the relationship between cities and the state on clean energy goals.
There are things that are that need to be done that we want to show that we have support for, but we don't necessarily have control over. So, for example, local governments have great climate initiatives. And so the question is if you're a local government moving forward with your climate action plan or sustainability plan, what can the state do to help?
And I want to turn that to you. What can the state do to help, with Milwaukee's plan?
Well, sure. That's a great question. And first of all, I have great respect for Maria and the work she is doing at the state. It's exciting that the governor has outlined his climate goals, and a number of climate bills have been introduced at the legislature, most of which have not gotten a hearing. So I would encourage the legislature to give a fair hearing to climate issues in general, where, I think it's been largely ignored for the better part of the decade at that legislative level. At the administrative level, in terms of what the Evers administration could do, there is the statewide building code is set at the state level. So this dictates what is the minimum requirements are for energy efficiency and commercial buildings and residential buildings. Cities don't have control over that. The state sets that code. And so that's an opportunity for the state to really look hard at that code and say, is it enough to meet the challenges of climate change? And my answer is where it's going now, it's not. I mean, I think they need to raise their game when it comes to building codes.
And so
I
just want to pause there on building codes. What in particular is not in line, in step with these clean energy goals? What is lacking out of building codes in Wisconsin?
So there's an international code council that sets recommended goals. And it's fine for some states that have different climates to have a little bit different standards here. But we are essentially, we're just way behind the international code and where it needs to go. So there are things like requiring commissioning on large buildings, which means after you've installed it, making sure everything is installed correctly. We can do more with electric vehicle readiness in the codes. So I'm not a code expert per se, but I know we are, as the ratings go, we're behind other states.
Something else out of your control. How can cities like Milwaukee achieve these clean energy goals, particularly when you can't control your electricity supply? You don't have control over the utilities.
So we are advocating for more clean energy. One of the strategies we call greening the grid. And we do need more renewable energy options for cities. Some cities around the country have the option to purchase renewables from different providers. I'm not advocating for that. I have advocated, and we've worked with a coalition of local partners to talk to We Energies and say, look, we've got clean energy goals. We need you to provide more options to us to help them reach that. We did see some good progress in 2021. This year, we cut the ribbon on a 2.25 megawatt solar project that We Energies helped us build on a city landfill next to General Mitchell Airport. It's the largest solar project in the city of Milwaukee's history. And we have a proposal in front of them that we hope we can work together where we could purchase large amounts of renewable sources from them and work together with them to construct large-scale utility renewable projects. So I hope that's something that we can make some progress on in the next few months here, actually.
We're talking with Milwaukee's Environmental Sustainability Director, Eric Schamberger, works at the intersection of clean energy initiatives and the economy. What investments, what incentives, regulations are taking hold in your city to help our state shrink its carbon footprint? What steps have you taken to become more environmentally minded? Are these lifestyle changes sustainable? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Eric Schamberger on the Ideas Network. Thank you. We're in conversation with Milwaukee's Environmental Collaboration Office on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Milwaukee and Madison were the only two cities in our state included on a national Clean City Energy Scorecard put together by the ACEEE, that's the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, measuring the progress of city policies and programs nationwide that reduce greenhouse gas emissions, move toward a cleaner energy grid. What innovations have you seen utilities, governments, companies make to reduce carbon emissions? Does your community have a climate action plan that it is committed to, that it is working on? Who created it? What results are emerging? 800-642-1234. Milwaukee's Environmental Sustainability Director Eric Schamberger with us for about 10 more minutes. So, Eric, Milwaukee aiming to have 25% of the city's electricity produced by renewable energy sources by 2025. That is soon. Will Milwaukee be able to meet that goal in 3 years?
I think we can if we can get participation from our utility, We Energies. As I mentioned before the break, we have a proposal to them to purchase large-scale amounts of power, and we need to get that approved by the Public Service Commission and our city council. But I'm hopeful we can get something done. That's part of our all of the above solar strategy, where we are also supporting what's called distributed energy. We have a Milwaukee Shines program that allows homeowners and businesses to install solar, and we help finance that as well. But to get to 25%, we need we need support from our utility for sure. We also have a 45% community-wide carbon reduction goal or greenhouse gas reduction goal by 2030, mm-hmm. and a net zero energy goal by 2050 to match the statewide goals. So we have a lot of work to do to hit those benchmarks, but I'm optimistic if we work together, we can do it.
Well, lift the veil, if you will, on what the day-to-day work is like inside your environmental collaboration office. You're working with people, since collaboration is in the name, but with whom and for what results? What is this like?
Well, that's a great question. I have worked, over the last decade to get sustainability and built into what city government does. So I would say about half the work is getting other city departments and working on initiatives and getting support for sustainability across operations. For example, we have an energy reduction team that works with the facility managers of the library and public works and the police department to identify opportunities to cut energy, to help them transition their fleets to renewable energy. So that's part of it. And then part of it is running programs and writing grants to fund work. So we have our ME2 program, helps homeowners do energy efficiency improvements like insulation and furnaces and boilers. And we've been able to set up a financing program to do that. We also have a PACE financing program that's been very successful. Over $30 million worth of energy efficiency projects and commercial buildings funded. So we run programs, we try to influence city operations to be more sustainable. And then we also try to be leaders in the community and work with any community organization or others around the state to help us meet our shared goals. I think there's so much interest in the community, that people that want to help. And so part of my job is to help channel all that energy in the right direction. Fortunately, we are City Council and County Board have passed a city-county task force on climate and economic equity. Mm-hmm. And we have some great partners, and we have a plan coming forward that I think will really help us move forward in these rankings.
I was going to ask just that, about this equity plan. You've held some public hearings last year to get community input. What is going on there?
So we have these twin goals of addressing climate change, but also racial inequities. And so as we do this transition to a clean energy economy, we want to create new opportunities for people of color to improve their economic standing and equality in the area. And we have identified 10 big ideas. I won't go through all of them here, but some of the highlights, I think, are a Green and Healthy Homes program, which has already gotten funding from the city through the American Rescue Plan Act. And what we're trying to do there is target coordinate energy efficiency efforts in low-income homes with lead abatement work, mm-hmm. that the health department is doing. So that's one we're excited about. And then one other one that I'll highlight quickly is within the ACEEE rankings, One of the practices that they are encouraging nationally is commercial energy benchmarking, which means the big commercial buildings, having them report on their energy use annually to try to add transparency to how they're using energy and hopefully create kind of a market incentive for them to make energy efficiency improvements.
For many households, solar panels, installing them, that's just out of reach, too costly. What can Milwaukee do to make energy efficiency more affordable at the household level?
Well, so we have two programs, one for energy efficiency, that's our ME2 program, and then for solar, it's Milwaukee Shines. And mm-hmm. so what we try to do is make it really easy for homeowners to, first of all, get financing for these things so they can get a loan. We have a partner at Summit Credit Union that can provide loans to do these things, so you don't have to come up with the funding out of pocket. These things can pay for themselves over time, but sometimes people don't have the upfront money to do it. So we have loans available. We have incentives through March through the ME2 programs, basically rebates. We help people use the statewide Focus on Energy program to get rebates. And then with Milwaukee Shines, we have what we call a group buy program where we work to hire a single contractor that can bring bulk pricing to this. So I think homeowners and doing the right thing there is part of it, but I also view my job as helping make the entire system work better so that it's not so hard for people to do the right thing.
We're talking with Eric Schamberger, who is Environmental Sustainability Director for the City of Milwaukee, looking at Milwaukee's plans now and in the future in the transition to clean energy. 800-642-1234 to join in. So, Eric, let's zoom out now to the federal level, which we really haven't talked about. The federal infrastructure law includes billions of dollars to help capture carbon released by power plants. It has other green energy related goals and money attached to it. And then there's ARPA funds and the grants that cities can go after. What are you focused on in the federal level?
Well, there's a lot to like in the infrastructure bill. So I'm grateful that that passed, as well as the American Rescue Plan Act. So with the infrastructure bill, there's a lot of funding for electric vehicle charging stations. So I see that as a real big opportunity for the cities and the state to upgrade their infrastructure to allow for charging in electric vehicles. This month, we're working very hard on a grant application to support what we're calling a Green Jobs Accelerator. So trying to really make this vision real for getting people of color in the green jobs of the future, many of which include electricians. I think that's a real opportunity. For people to have family supporting wages, as well as other water jobs to support lead abatement and things like, plumbers and the like, as well as more technical jobs. So workforce, electric vehicle charging. And then I do think there's additional things the federal government can do. They have the Build Back Better bill, which hasn't crossed the finish line yet, but that has a lot of other things to like that could really help cities in this country move forward in a meaningful way on climate change.
I want to ask you, does setting a clean energy goal with a deadline like 2050, that's a far off deadline. Can that be an impediment? Can you achieve anything meaningful today when you know 2050 is a generation away?
Yeah, I don't spend a ton of time thinking about 2050. I'm focused on the 2025 goal mm-hmm. and the 2030 goal, because you're right. You know, the urgency of climate change is we need to set short-term goals. And I think, you know, technology improvements will help the 2050 goal, but, there's opportunities on the table right now that we have to go get. And chief among those is investing more heavily in renewable energies in the state of Wisconsin.
So opportunities on the table, what should other cities take from Milwaukee's plan? What should they replicate?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to have dedicated sustainability staff. I mean, this report was in the largest cities. Many of our smaller cities do not have dedicated staff. And I do think that's important. That's a good first step for any community, is to assign someone to work on these goals. There's a lot of toolkits that are out there. Communities don't have to, start from square one on climate change. I mean, there's a lot of best practices, many of which are outlined in the scorecard that are a good starting point for many communities. So that's number one. Number two is thinking about sustainability as a core function of local governments and any unit of government, as well as corporations. I mean, I think we are at a point where you really need to have sustainability as something that is reported on, and again, someone's working on. So for particular programs, I'm happy to share with any other community who wants to give me a call, some opportunities, things they can do to support it locally.
So collaborating and transparency. Yep. Go ahead. Yes, we have a few seconds left.
Yeah, and I just want to support funding from the state as well. I mean, I think we talked about things that they can do, and a big piece of our plan is on transportation. My view is there's plenty of money being spent in our state. We just got to spend it in the right way and support things like transit, support the infrastructure in existing communities to help us meet our goals as well.
Eric, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Eric Schamberger, Environmental Sustainability Director for the City of Milwaukee. Ahead this hour, we learn about the possibility of life on Venus as astronomers see a signal in its clouds. What questions do you have about Venus? 800-642-1234. News update is next on the Ideas Network.